I think if you try to shape a process with simply two governments and five political parties, that's not going to give you the widest understanding of what is achievable. And I think really where international help could be of assistance here, Vinny, is that you bring someone in of such standing who is able to speak to all of the sides involved in this, and who then, in terms that are factual and clear.
We've tried that before, surely, have we not, Brian, with the likes of Richard Haass?
Yeah, but Richard Haass wasn't brought in to write a report on the past. Richard Haass was brought in to try to achieve a consensus among five political parties. If you'd have said to Richard Haass, come in, address the question of the past, produce a report and your recommendations, we would have got something very different from Richard Haass then.
Would they have all signed up to that?
Pardon?
Would you think, would everyone have signed up to that?
Well, go back to the reform of policing. Chris Patten came in and Chris Patten wrote the report. Look at the Good Friday negotiation. George Mitchell chaired that negotiation and shaped it. Look at the decommissioning process.
Okay.
General John de Shastlin, Brigadier Tino Niemann, Andrew Sands. Those are examples of where outside help and international help get things done, Vinny. And I've argued over a long period of time, I think we're all too close to this to try to shape the process. And I think because so many different people want so many different things, that all of that is not going to be deliverable. So I think what you need to find out is what is realistically achievable. And I think you only find that out when you have that discussion with all of the relevant people.
Brian, stay there for a second, and Winston as well. Malachy O'Doherty, you've been listening to this so far this morning. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think, first of all, there is a trade-off that's obvious here. And the trade-off is amnesty for disbandment of paramilitary organisations.
Because there would be some people that say that kind of gives former terrorists, they're holding the peace process hostage if you do that.
Well, I don't think it does. I mean, what you currently have is paramilitary organisations which persist in recruiting, persist in organising, and persist in posing a threat to the state. And those same organisations, with all due respect to Winston there, whinging about the forces of law and order or the state still coming after them. I mean, the reality is that that opposition between the state and the paramilitary organisations is generated from both sides. So what we need to see, and what the future that I want, and I'm sure the future that most of us want, is an end to all paramilitary organisations. And the paramilitary organisations want something that is an end to investigations, with many of which are going nowhere. You know, I mean, John Larkin said discuss the amnesty idea, not because he thought it had a great moral authority, but very largely because the whole prosecution process isn't going anywhere, because it's skewed.
What about, Malachy, those families that are looking for justice for what happened to their loved ones?
Well, they can be in on the discussion and they can be part of the trade-off.
But they might not be happy with an amnesty.
I know they won't, and I mean, I know and love some of these people, you know, and talk to them a lot, and I know they'd be appalled at me saying that, but what they want actually isn't all that attainable. There are very few of them can get justice in terms of a conviction and completion of a case. Very few of them can get the full truth recovery, as Winston and Brian have already said.
Yeah, a bit of a bitter pill to swallow then, Malachy.
Sorry?
A bitter pill to swallow. I want to bring Winston back in. Stay there for a second, Malachy. Winston, where did you think we would be in 2016, going back to 94, 98? Just looking forward to now, do you think we would be where we are?
I think most people are appalled that we're, you know, 18 years after a Good Friday Agreement and we're still talking about flags, parades in the past. I think people are appalled that we're still talking about how we bring about a society that is free from paramilitary activity. Look, I welcome the fact that we have a long-awaited strategy that has been announced by the Executive Office. It's obviously not the, you know, complete answer or the panacea for resolving the issues around paramilitary activity, but it is a start. At least we now have a strategy. You know, 18 years after the signing of the Good Friday Agreement, we now have eventually someone thinking about how do we actually bring about a society that has a civilianization element to it. So people, are fed up, quite frankly, talking about these issues. I'm fed up talking about them. I don't want to be passing down these issues to the next generation. You know, I have a young family, I have a community who I care deeply about, and I don't want to see us going through another decade or more.
So what's the answer then, Winston? Do we draw a line and say, you know, if you were injured, if you lost your life, or you lost a loved one in the past, if you have an issue over flags, if you have any kind of issue that is contentious here for simply being in Northern Ireland, then we're just going to have to ban it, block it, move on and not speak of it again? How do we get past all this?
I think we need to, first of all, stop kicking the can down the road. I think we need to be serious and genuine and honest with people about what's achievable and what's possible. Look, you know, I speak with victims all the time. I have close family members who are victims. And I know and understand that they have needs and they have...
Winston, what is the UVF for? What's it for?
Well, what was the IRA for?
They had a political statement and they had an objective that they finally gave up on, thank goodness. But I mean, what's the UVF at the time was to be a reaction to the IRA. At least that was its declared objective. The IRA is no longer organising a campaign. The UVF is not engaged in any kind of warfare with Republicans. So what is it for?
Well, Malky, I would remind you that the reason why we have the executive report into paramilitary activity is because of two Republicans who were executed in Belfast, and they weren't executed by loyalists. They were executed by...
That report does say that loyalists are still recruiting.
Pardon?
The loyalists aren't engaged in any interaction with the Republicans. God forbid that they should be, but from my point of view. But what are they for? Why is the UVF recruiting people? What is it telling those people that they're going to do for Ulster or anybody else?
Well, look, I mean, I've said it often enough, and I'll say it again here today. As far as I'm concerned, there is no justification for any paramilitary group. Paramilitaries and their structures, as far as I'm concerned, are obsolete.
So just to answer what Malachy was saying there, why are they still recruiting?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, of the details of any recruitment.
Well, you're closer to it. You could find out for me, couldn't you, Winston? Well, come and ask somebody for me. It's a good question.
If you wouldn't badger me, you know, I'd maybe try and, you know, give you an answer. I'm not aware of any specific details of anyone recruiting. Now, am I going to sit here and say that I don't believe there has been recruiting going on in loyalist paramilitary groups? No, I'm not. But we're missing the point. We're missing the point. Actually, what we need to be thinking about is how do we actually change this behaviour? How do we change the attitudes? How do we change the context? And I think that is what the paramilitary panel has decided to try to do, is set out, you know, key strategic elements. That's why they talk about a culture of lawfulness. That's
okay.
Why they talk about support for transition and about addressing this.
Barney,
yes,
just before we finish up, Barney, just are you hopeful that we'll ever get there? Because it does feel, and I'm 34, but it feels like this is a conversation that we've been having for a long time.
Well, the disbandment conversation, for instance, Vinny, that we're having in 2016, is the acts of completion conversation that we had 14 years ago. I think, you know, Malachy is right that we need to find out what is realistically achievable. We need to ask and have answers to this question about why paramilitary organizations are still there in 2016, because their presence makes the peace less believable and makes it less creditable. How do you achieve, on another question, new policing? That term that we use every day, how do you achieve new policing when every day policing is being pulled back into the past in terms of legacy issues?
Okay.
So what is realistically achievable? How do you separate out those who are serious about the peace process from those whose only interest is self-interest?
Okay.
I think another important question, Vinny, is do you need something of an organizational structure still in place to answer the questions of the past? And I think also, and this is a big question, what is the role of the police, the NCA, and other agencies.
You've covered about, Brian, you've covered about 10 different full shows there with all those discussions.
Yeah, but just on that final point,
sure.
What is the role of the police, the NCA, and other agencies in tackling those still sitting under Republican and Loyalist banners who are involved in organized crime? So I think, how do you go about this, Finney? You get all of the right people in the room. You get those talks chaired by the right chair. You bring people in who are international, and you set about achieving the answers to what is realistically achievable.
We'll have to leave it there. We'll have to leave it there. This is something that we will continue to come back to on this program. Brian Rowan, thank you very much. Malachy O'Doherty, thank you as well. Winston, just before you go, the BBC is reporting that talks to resolve the dispute up in Ardoyne, the Camp Twaddell parade in North Belfast, are expected to resume quite soon. What's your understanding of what's happening?
Well, look, this is simply a matter for the Orange Order, and I'd be the wrong person to ask about, you know, what the Orange intend to do or what they don't intend to do.
Are you hopeful for a resolution?
Well, I think everyone wants to see a resolution. Everyone wants to see the issues around Praden resolved, and everybody wants to see a more normalised society. So, of course, you have to remain hopeful. You have to be optimistic. You have to keep smiling.